Bonjour, ici Audrey Bourget. Heureuse de vous retrouver pour un nouvel épisode d'À table Kitchen Conversations. Aujourd'hui, on vous présente le premier bar à vin mauricien d'Australie. Il s'agit de Manzé à North Melbourne. On a rencontré le chef et copropriétaire Nagesh Sitia juste avant l'ouverture de son restaurant il y a quelques semaines.
I grew up in Mauritius near the beach. My parents built this amazing house near the beach not long after I was born and just grew up going fishing with my dad. Both my parents cook a lot and still do. I think one mainstay my whole life has been my dad going fishing, not coming home when he said he was supposed to. And then him showing up with a whole lot of fish and then just like, despite there already being dinner on the table, just having to cook one of those extremely fresh fish that he just caught and eating that as a family. And just grew up eating lots of vegetables and very vibrant food.
On vient d'entendre Nagesh Sitia, un chef de Melbourne qui est né et a passé son enfance à Maurice avant de déménager en Nouvelle-Zélande puis en Australie avec sa famille. Même s'il a quitté son île natale depuis plusieurs années, elle garde une place spéciale dans son cœur.
Everyone, or most people know it as a bit of an island paradise off the coast of East Africa. I think the most amazing thing about Mauritius is the mix of people who have wound up there over history. And that we all live there in harmony, like we, you know, for the most part, all respect each other. Everyone sort of celebrates each other's religious holidays and eats each other's food and consumes each other's culture and live very closely together and all speak the same language, which is a really incredible thing. So everyone speaks Creole and it's a really just unifying thing.
La diversité de la population mauricienne est ce qui rend sa culture culinaire riche et vibrante.
We know that our family and a lot of Mauritian families came from South India, and a lot of the flavors are very similar to South Indian cooking, like Tamil cooking and Sri Lankan cooking, like lots of mustard and freshness, lots of fresh herbs and seafood. And more sort of tropical ingredients. And then there's a big Hakka Chinese population and a really big Chinatown, lots of French pastry and more Muslim leaning cuisine. So like Hyderabadi style food, like biryanis and things like that. And then of course, African influence as well. So more, I guess what you'd call like Creole style food, which is a, when you kind of hit that middle ground, there's a lot of dishes that are a mix of all these influences and really unique.
Après être arrivé en Nouvelle-Zélande et en Australie, les parents de Nagesh Sitia sont restés connectés avec Maurice grâce aux plats qu'ils cuisinaient pour leur famille et amis. Alors quand leur fils a commencé à travailler dans des restaurants, il s'est naturellement retrouvé à cuisiner les plats avec lesquels il avait grandi. Après une série de pop-up mauriciens, il a ouvert les portes de son propre restaurant en novembre 2021 à North Melbourne. Les mauriciens parmi nos auditeurs reconnaîtront tout de suite le nom, Manzé, qui veut bien sûr dire manger en créole.
So we'll be working a lot with seafood and really nice vegetables. Eventually working towards having our own little plot of land to grow vegetables on. Yeah, having a really warm, inviting little space where people can have some great drinks and some really flavorsome food with flavors that they might be unfamiliar with. But also, it turns out there's a million Mauritians that live in North Melbourne, so plenty of people will be familiar with it as well. And I hope I can sort of remind them of their childhood.
Pour le moment, Manzé offre un généreux menu prix fixe où Nagesh Sitia présente son interprétation de plats comme le bouillon poisson et le poutou. Il prévoit éventuellement ajouter plusieurs petites bouchées ou gajak au menu.
So they're called gajak in Mauritius. That's a word for snacks. So all sort of finger-sized things like the samosa, or we eat lots of little bread rolls called du pain maison, which is descended from French baking technique, with all sorts of things like pickled octopus or stir-fried chicken liver. So little snacks on our own bread, things like that, or fresh fruit fermented with some chili or things like that.
Un autre classique mauricien, la rougaille, devrait aussi faire son apparition sur le menu de Manzé.
We just got our charcoal grill delivered, so I'm looking forward to just grilling some nice fish with tomato-based sauces, just as tomatoes come into season. Just on the weekend, for our first takeaway weekend, we served pipis in a sauce called rougaille, which is a real mix of that sort of African and Indian cooking, like a shallot, ginger, and thyme base, cooked with fresh tomatoes, lots of fresh herbs, and not cooked down. It's cooked just enough for the tomatoes to break down and still be vibrant, and you can still taste the ginger and the thyme. And we grilled some pipis on the fire and tossed it all through. And everyone really loved that. So we'll probably bring that back as maybe an entree dish, maybe with okra or choco.
Et comme Manzé est un bar à vin, la carte des vins a été pensée longuement par Moira Tirta, qui a principalement choisi des vins nature.
A list that's like equal parts approachable and interesting, but most importantly, well-made with good values from like the farming being either organic or with organic principles, and the people who make it as well, caring about the vineyards and the environment.
Manzé est sans aucun doute l'un des restaurants les plus intéressants à ouvrir à Melbourne dans les dernières années. Il ne compte que 25 places, donc si vous voulez découvrir la cuisine de Maurice ou vous remémorer de délicieux souvenirs, on vous conseille de réserver au manzé.com.au.